Today, a man can produce a tabernacle 100% like the one Moses made in the wilderness, but one thing will be missing. The fire of God will not be there, and that's the most important part. And so you can look at other churches and imitate the pattern, preach the same doctrine, go to our website and listen to all these messages, absorb them and preach them. You think you'll build a church? No. You'll build a pattern. The fire will be missing. Because the fire depends on a humble man, on a godly man. And if God doesn't find a humble, God-fearing man who trembles at His word, there will be no fire there. The pattern will look the same. And you can fool everybody. We are attached to CFC. We are one of the CFC churches. How long will that glory last? When Jesus comes, He's going to strip that veneer off that and expose your church for what it is, and expose an elder brother for what he really was. Take it seriously, my brothers and sisters. I'm concerned because I see failures in elder brothers. It disturbs me. They've got the pattern. As I've studied church history, I ask myself, why is it a great movement started by a great man of God, by the time it comes to the second generation, just dies out? It's happened again and again and again with every single movement that ever happened in history, church history. And as I've studied it because I want to learn from the mistakes of others. And I don't want to repeat the mistakes other people made. And I learned one thing. The founder knew God. The followers know the doctrine. That's the difference. The founder knew God. Like Elijah, he lived before God's face. The followers, they just know the doctrine. They got the doctrine and pattern and follow the pattern and the doctrine. But God is not there. It's like building the tabernacle without the fire. And that's what's happened. The glory of God has departed. And the Old Testament word, Ichabod, is written there. The glory has departed. So the solution to it is to determine, any one of you, God can use you to build a church if you decide one thing. Lord, I am determined to climb to the top of this mountain. What is the top of the mountain? Where I do nothing. Philippians 2 verse 3. From selfishness and nothing from pride. And if I discover some selfishness or pride, I immediately repent in dust and ashes before God and say, Lord, that was not this person's fault or that person's fault. It was my selfishness. It was my pride. I want to have the same attitude that Jesus had, who had zero selfishness, zero pride. When it says we are to walk as Jesus walked, it means we are to walk with zero selfishness, zero pride. And like a child learns to walk, we have to learn to walk. It's a long walk. You know these people who run marathon races in the Olympics? You know that for 3-4 years, every day, they get up and run those 40 kilometers. You think they win that prize in the Olympics so easily? No. They keep their bodies trim. There are a lot of things they'd like to eat, they don't eat. A lot of things they'd like to do, they don't do. They have to get enough rest and get up early morning and run 40 kilometers every day. And then one day you see him standing on top of that podium and getting the first prize and the gold medal. You say, boy, I'd like to be there. Yes, you'd like to be there. Are you willing to get up and run 40 kilometers every morning? Are you willing to deny yourself all those rich foods you like to eat? That's the price he paid. Behind that man standing at the gold medal for winning the marathon lies a history of self-denial. And behind every man or woman of God whom you see God has used is a history of self-denial you may know nothing about. But you can do it. If you're willing to pay the price, if you're determined to climb this mountain, say, Lord, I want to have the same attitude that Jesus had, who loved the church and gave himself for it. Think how you give yourself for the sake of your children. Is there a father or mother here who will not sacrifice for your children? What a lot of sacrifice you make for your children. Time, energy, money, your life. How many of you will love the church like that? Those are the ones who will build the church. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. I know that verse Many times the Lord has spoken to my heart. He said, do you want to build a church? There's only one way you can do it. You've got to do it the way Jesus did it. Love the church and give yourself for it. That means you don't complain about others. I remember years ago in CFC, this was way back, the beginning, the early days, when we had allotted different duties to different people for the maintenance and cleaning of that building, when it was just one floor. And there was somebody appointed to clean the toilets at the back. And he didn't turn up. And my first reaction was, say, what an irresponsible person he is. And the Lord told me immediately, is my house your house? I said, yes, Lord. Then go and clean the toilet yourself. So I went and did it. And the picture that came to my mind was like this. Supposing in my own house where I live, not in the church building, but in my own personal house, if some brother who loves me very much volunteers and says, Brother Zach, will you give me the privilege of every morning just coming and cleaning your toilet? Oh, that's very kind of you. I don't want that. But he says, no, I just want to do it. I love you so much. And so he comes along every morning and cleans the toilet. And one day he doesn't turn up. What do I call him? Hey, why haven't you come to clean my toilet? Will I do that? Impossible. Impossible. Why should he come to clean my toilet? It's my house. I should be thankful that he did it for so many weeks. The Lord said, treat my house like your house. Then you will be my servant. And I decided that day, Lord, your house will be my house. Your family will be my family. I will care. I will sacrifice. Whatever it costs, I will never say that that's too inconvenient. That's too difficult. No, I'll never say it. Because Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Yeah, you can build a church too. But if you keep on asking, how much will it cost? What is the sacrifice I have to make? The Lord will say, forget it. I'll look for somebody else. You keep on asking, how much will it cost? What sacrifice will I have to make? Brother, forget it. Forget it. Go and do something else. Go and do business and make some money. Don't waste your time trying to build a church. God will not use you in 100 years. Till you come to the place where you love the church and give yourself for it. You say, Lord, I want to do nothing in my life out of selfishness. Those are the people who have really built the church in different places. You think it's a doctrine? You think it's gifted speaking? You think so. It's not gifted speaking. It's a life of sacrifice that builds the church.